Thank you, councillors. May the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. I think we're all here today, no apologies. So we'll move straight on to the first 1.1, the confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move that that be confirmed? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Diprose. Any queries on those minutes? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.1 is Council workshops. There's only one there. Can I have somebody move that that be received? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. Any queries on that workshop? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.1 is Mayor's Communications. 3.2 is the Mayor's Diary. There's a list of things there, and Councillor Viney has also attended on behalf of Council. Can I have somebody move that that report be received? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Seconded, Councillor Overton. Any queries on those items in the diary? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.3 is declarations of interest. Anybody wishing to declare an interest in any item? No. 4.1 is councillor reports. Councillors have been appointed to committees or other organisations wishing to report. Councillor Hiscott?
Yes, just that Slipstream had their 20 years of circus celebration on the weekend, which was highly attended and went amazingly. It was went there with my kids and mum, and it was a very good day. And wish them for many more years to come after this as well.
Thanks.
Councillor Carpenter.
A fortnight ago, Mayor Caister Canyon had their last meeting for the year, and again expressed their gratitude and thanks for the council input again, financial input again for the year to go into their VR project. And unfortunately, where everything is done due to COVID and the spirit's not sort of sailing as such, it hasn't been put out to public uses as much. But if you are at the visitor centre and you want to experience the VR project, slip in there and put the goggles on and have the time of your life, because it is unbelievable. It was interesting listening, Mayor, that some of the business had probably the best 6 months since being in business. One, it's the best 6 months in 15 years. So it shows you out of every adversity somebody does do okay, but others have been absolutely down to zero. So there is swings and roundabouts, and unfortunately, no matter what you can do for certain types of businesses, we're just not generating any new traffic for them in any way, shape or form. But let's hope that if it does open up and the borders stay open up, that some of the drive tour type businesses come back online and get used again. One of the other queries was Pioneer Park, being council owned, a council asset, they are having real issues with volunteers and keeping it clean. And I think whether we can look at that over the forthcoming year in budget and estimates and see if we can do something with that, if we're in and around that area with our refuge people when they're going past. So I didn't realise that it was fully council owned at the moment, so it was a bit of a shock to me. And I don't know whether there's deeds anywhere or anything, but apparently it is council owned. It's a $750,000 asset sitting there and run beautifully by volunteers. So something to look forward to and try and help them out in the future. But other than that, no, good meeting, good end of year Christmas meeting, and really interesting. Just let's hope our businesses continue to strive and the rest catch up.
Councillor Overton. I attended the Chamber of Commerce business bingo draw that they'd been holding in the town for the last couple of months. The businesses of Ulverston were very well represented and donated quite a few prizes. It was very well supported by them on town. I think they had something like 50, 60 prizes given for donations. And it was a bit disappointing the amount of public that participated, But it was their first go and they're hoping to do it again next year, but probably try it in the winter months for a winter and Christmas type one. But it was really good to see that the businesses on the town really supported it. Thank you.
Move on to 5.1, which is leave of absence. There are no applications. 6.1 is deputations, and we do have a short video to play to you, which is the Central Coast Youth Leaders Council. It's a wrap for 2020.
Hey, my name's Bonnie. I had the opportunity this year to be a part of the Central Coast Council Youth Leadership Program, which basically consisted of us going to a meeting about once a month to kind of talk about some stuff, some opportunities for youth along the coast and things like that. And yeah, we were able to connect with other people from different schools and talk about things that impact our youth of today currently, and we were able to talk about solutions and ways to fix those things and to really help grow our youth of today.
Hi, my name is Nikita. I also had the opportunity of being a part of the student council for this year. One of the things it taught me is that there are a lot of needs of youth in our community, and to get them across to the council was what we did.
And personally, I think it's been a good learning experience for me, not only in that we got to be able to serve the community and all that stuff, it was also that just the way the meetings were held and with some council members that were there and things like that, it was really good to learn kind of how to operate in the professional setting like that, and I think that's something that would be really beneficial for me going into my future and things like that. And I think there are many things that you can take from doing this at the same time that you are giving back to the community, so I think that's one thing that's really important about doing this program and stuff like that is
Hey, I'm Ebony. I go to Northwest Christian School.
I'm Elena. I attend Northwest Christian School and I live in Holliston.
Council community has really give me confidence to actually speak in front of a huge crowd and like all different schools, and it's just been really helping me.
Being a rep for my school has been a different experience. Like, it was the last thing I expected to be doing, but I'm glad I did because it's given me confidence. It may be daunting at the start, but it's a really good experience.
Yeah, like, it's actually a good experience. Like, you can like meet new students from different schools, or like old friends that go to like Leylands or Penguin. It's really good, like confidence and like just helping like our community, just to help.
Hi, I'm Tara.
And I'm Alec, and we're from Olson Secondary College.
What we got out of Youth Leaders Council this year was we got the opportunity to work with other students from other schools.
And we got to see how councils function. Us four schools got to work together to make an M&D fundraiser, which we've raised $5,600 for. Tara, Brody and myself would like to thank Central Coast Council for the opportunity of Central Coast Youth Leaders Council for 2020.
So I'm Ella and I'm from Penguin District School.
Jordan from Penguin District School.
Noah from Penguin District School.
Tyler from Penguin District School.
I gained lots of leadership skills and skills to help me on the student board this year, as well as like different fundraising events, just learning the big processes of how big events are put together.
I think one of the one of the biggest things that I got out of it was, I guess, the way that adults work around things, like the council, how they work things out, just the way they run the meetings and things like that, compared to us as students run it here at school. I think it's a lot different over there than how we normally run it.
Yeah, I got lots of leadership skills and teamwork from the meetings. Like, you were all working as a team, trying to get a thing put together and then work out the logistics of it, and it was just really effective.
Yeah,
I mean, following on what they said, pretty much the same. So learning leadership skills and how to plan a massive event like we did.
I think something, I'm speaking on behalf of everyone here, but I think something that would be good is maybe like a Facebook group or like a page where you can all share ideas outside of meetings so you can communicate more on like a platform that's more popular other than just like email. Something that would bring it together and you can talk about it throughout all the months rather than just once a month or through email every now and then.
And with that, like I know people, they don't like talking in front of an audience, where that sort of helps, you can just type it up and send it and there's no like embarrassment as such.
More of a relaxed space, and we work in, sit on different tables and stuff instead of one big long meeting table. I feel like it's more of a relaxed, casual environment.
We were also a lot more involved this year than we were last year, a lot more hands-on rather than just sitting and listening.
On behalf of everyone, I'd just like to say thanks to the council for having us involved in 2020, and I hope that 2021 is even better than it was this year.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Excellent. I think that's the first deputation I remember actually having.
Mayor Bond, can I just make a comment?
Yes, please.
I'd like to congratulate everybody who was involved in the Youth Council this year, particularly the students. As you've seen, they did a marvellous job, in particular with the MND fundraiser at the end of the year. But what you can see through that video is the amount of confidence they have, and they certainly didn't have it at the beginning of the year. It's been a very good, strong development process for the students, which is part of the whole process.
I would certainly, it was a different type of program this year, but I think that it was really well received, and I think COVID coming in the middle made it challenging, but we worked around and we still achieved, and they still achieved some of the things that they wanted to. So, as was said, looking forward to a great 2021.
Excellent. Thank you. Move on to 7.1 petitions, and there are none. 8.1 councillor questions without notice. So, Councillor Van Rooyen.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Beswick.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Diprose.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Viney.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Overton.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Fuller.
No, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Hisgood. Councillor Carpenter.
No, thanks,
and myself. That's a clean round. 9.1 is public question time. There were no questions, no questions have been received. Public question time, and there were no questions on notice from the 16th of November last month either. So I move on to General Management, 10.1, the minutes and notes of committees of the council and other organisations. There's quite a list there. Can I have somebody move that that be received? Thanks, Councillor Fuller, and seconded Councillor Viney. Any queries on those minutes? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just in relation to the minutes of the Greater Coast Authority representatives meeting held on the 12th of November, just wondering, I noticed some discussion in there about the new regional tourism organisation. And obviously Mayor Cons is either appointed as the conduit for the reps to that. I noticed that in there was some conversation about perhaps having the actions of that organisation circulated to representatives. Just wondering if that's something that councillors were also able to receive. It's not something that we've, personally for me, perhaps others that work in the tourism space might be different, but I haven't heard a lot about the activities of the RTO since they separated from the authority.
He represents the Cradle Coast Authority, but he doesn't go there representing us. I mean, he sits there on the committee, and he was appointed. but also as was David Midson, the General Manager of the West Coast Council. So while they just give us a bit of an update on things that are happening through that, but I think we've got an update too, haven't we, with Tom Wooden,
next week.
Very soon.
Okay.
We don't get, it was just a very brief sort of what had been happening, and basically it was about the new signage with the Northern Forage drive. So that was a bit of an update about that, and that was really all that they reported on to my knowledge. But yes, I agree. I think another, you know, a full update of how they're going, and that might be something that Tom can come along or give an update with our council.
Okay. Thank you.
No other queries on those minutes? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.2 was the annual general meeting. This was conducted recently on the 30th of November. Can I have somebody move that the report on the conduct of that meeting be received? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Diprose. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.3 is Council and Development Support Special Committee meeting schedule for 2021. So this is the dates of those meetings. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution? Councillor Viney, seconded Councillor Van Rooyen. Any queries on that schedule? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.4 is correspondence addressed to Mayor and Councillors. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconded, Councillor Hiscott. Any queries on that correspondence? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just in relation to the letter from Mr. Austin regarding Bannon's Park, and there has been a response, but the response didn't answer the question about whether or not Bannon's Park was an overnight camping spot. So I was just interested in
the letter. I think the letter said that the main signage had been taken down, while the signage at the bottom was the small signage that there was no camping in those areas. That had been sort of rubbed out or rubbed off or worn out. But there always has been a large sign there saying no camping on this spot. So I'm assuming that the sign is going to be replaced. That's what I took out of that letter.
Thank you. I just wasn't sure what the author of the letter would take from the response, because it wasn't clear to me. So I was just concerned that it might not have been clear to others. But if it was, then that's okay. Thank you.
Queries on that correspondence? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.5 is the common seal. You've got a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that be received, please?
So moved.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Seconded, Councillor Carpenter. Any queries on those items? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.6 is contracts and agreements. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Overton. Any queries on those contracts and agreements? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Move on to community services. 10.7, statutory determinations. The schedule there. Can I have somebody move that be received?
So moved.
Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconded, Councillor Hiscott. Any comments, queries on the determinations?
I'm not going to mention parking tonight.
I was waiting for some.
I thought you were sitting there waiting for that. No, it's
shows it's extremely busy, doesn't it? Unbelievable, which is great.
Councillor Fuller.
Similarly, Mayor, an amazing amount of investment has come into Central Coast during this year, and staff are being congratulated for managing to keep on top of it, and I wish them a well-earned Christmas break.
Precisely, thank you. No other speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.8 is an amendment to the declared smoke-free area within the Ulverston CBD. So this is to cover the area of Apex Park, which we intended to be covered when this was done. And this is just to bring this up to date. So could I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconded, Councillor Van Rooyen. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this?
Surprisingly, when people can stretch the rules a little bit, when you would think it would have been enclosed. But anyhow, it clears it up and allows our enforcement officers to do what they're allowed to do in the future. And look, not being a resident living here all the time, a councillor living here, but I've never ever heard a complaint about our smoke-free zone. No one's ever rang. So I think over the period when we first brought it in, and with the lot of work that went into the initial setup and all this, like, it's been going probably 4 years ago it was started, when we first, 3 to 4 years ago, when we first had a meeting with the
2017, I think, years. Yeah, 3 years.
So it does show that people will change and will adapt. It's just a shame. And I think down the track, we've probably got to look at our other places now. So, yeah. No, just endorse it, Mayor.
Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to take that opportunity to congratulate the owners of Hennessy's Bakery on the new additions that they've put in with the furniture and an effort that they go to make that space there very, very pleasurable, especially over summer. It's going to be lovely. Many more people sitting out in that space and enjoying that little park. So it would be great if those who do choose to smoke were able to abstain from doing so in that area so that it can be enjoyed by everybody. But just support the motion.
Speakers.
Yes,
Councillor Van Rooyen.
When I read this, I was a bit surprised. I guess it was just purely oversight that the area, King Edward Street between Raby Street and Patrick Street and Alexander Road between Raby Street and Main Roads were not initially included. I never thought about it. I just assumed that they were. Same with Apex Park. So I think it's good that we've now included them so everyone knows.
Any other speakers? Councillor Carpenter, did you wish to close? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.9 is Council acting as a planning authority. Can I have somebody move that report be received, please? Thanks. Councillor Hiscott, seconded Councillor Duprose. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.10 is items referred from the Development Support Special Committee. So there's an item. Do we need a mover and a seconder to do 10.10, or do I move straight on to 10.11?
Straight on to 10.11.
10.11, which is the residential dwelling and shed at 23 Bowman Drive. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution? Thanks, Councillor Beswick.
Seconded, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this, please?
Yeah, only, Mayor, that following on from the DSSC meeting, that I just need a little bit of clarification for the height of the detached shed from the dwelling in the corner of the block. It was one of the representations from the neighbour of the size of the shed, and it didn't actually reflect in anything on the original documents as to perhaps the topography of the land. So that's been clarified, so I'm happy to support the application, but would also encourage if the shed could at all be any lower It'd be good if they could make it as low as they possibly could, because it is still reasonably high on the northern side. But I'm happy to support the motion as it now is seen.
Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick, would you like to close?
I think it's all been said, Mayor. Thanks.
All right. Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Move on to 10.12, which is the draft amendment to the Central Coast Interim Planning Scheme. So this was the rezoning of land from general residential to local business at 10A, 10 and 1 Alice Street, West Ulverston. The report there, can I have somebody move the suggested resolution? Councillor Van Rooyen, seconded Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to speak to this?
Oversight, and this is just correcting that oversight. They are commercial properties and so need to be zoned accordingly, so I don't have any problems with it.
Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick.
Yes, Mayor, these three properties are adjacent to some existing businesses. By changing the scheme, it's not going to take away the rights of those property owners to still use them as a residence as they currently are, but it does give the option in the future if those people see so fit to perhaps take on a business in those areas. So yeah, I'm fully supportive of the change in zoning for these.
We are seeing this back at the table again because of an oversight of a lack of something that needed to be done, so that's why it's come back to the council. Councillor Van Rooyen, did you want to close? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.13 is the naming of a new road within a private subdivision off Dial Road, Penguin. Somebody move the suggested resolution, please. Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconder, please. Councillor Fuller. Councillor Hiscott, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. It is in following with the local area. I think the name that has been suggested is a good suggestion put forward. It is also good to see that there's many different options there for future street names within that area as well. There's a lot of good options to choose from, so thank you.
Speakers.
So sure that it is such a good choice. I mean, Invictus doesn't mean anything to me. I know that they have the Invictus Games. Don't really know what the word means. I haven't looked it up. I would have very much been in favour of naming it after the that young lady of Cure. There's not too many people in our municipality that reach the heights that she has in her chosen sport. So, you know, I'm not going to support the motion as it is.
Thank you. Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. So the definition of Invictus is outlined there on page 92, and I quite like the fact that it means unconquered, because clearly that is an indication of what's going to happen with the Penguin Football Club for every season going forward from here on in. I do like the fact that it also reminds us of the game. That those names, albeit in recent times, but that is an inspirational event, and I don't think it hurts to be reminded of that, and it is in keeping with those other names, recreation, Commonwealth, Olympic, all of those sort of stuff, those places, and as Councillor Hiscott has indicated, there are some other names still up our sleeve should we wish to when other things come along, but I'm happy with Invictus.
Speakers. Councillor Beswick.
Yes, Mayor, I'll be supporting the motion. I'm happy with the Invictus. I think it fits in with the other streets up in that area. I take on board what Councillor Van Rooyen has mentioned as far as Amy Kuehr. She's been a champion for our municipality over quite a few years now and just recently retired. I'd like to keep that name in the back of our mind when there's perhaps something that might be a little bit more sport orientated to perhaps name, whether it be, you know, cycleway or or something, you know, in the sport field. I don't think this detracts from that at all by naming this Invictus. I think it just goes with the rest of the area. Thank you.
Speakers. I have to agree that I think the Invictus place is quite fitting for, you know, because it joins in with all of the different sporting functions up there at the Dial. But Amy Cure, again, is very worthy of, you know, naming in our municipality, but I would like to see perhaps something, an opportunity, as you said, Councillor Beswick, of something in the cycling sphere. So I think there's other opportunities for that, but meanwhile I think Invictus Place would be a great name for this and happy to support it. Councillor Hiscott, are you, did you move?
Yes.
Would you like to close?
Only to support.
It's been mentioned by most of the other councillors and take note of what Councillor Van Ruin has said. I think there's plenty of opportunities and we'll proceed with this one. Thank you.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Oh, sorry. Again, one against.
Can't change.
10.14, infrastructure services, the schedule of infrastructure service determinations. Is there? Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Seconded, Councillor Viney. Any queries on that schedule? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.15 is organisational services, and there are no matters to be dealt with there. And come to 11.1, which is the meeting closed to the public. Thank them all very much for tuning in.